adding crime to crime. In their rage against Paul, the Jews had added another crime to the dark catalog which marked the history of that people and had rendered their doom more certain. Christ in the synagogue at Nazareth reminded his hearers that in time past God had turned away from his chosen people because of their unbelief and rebellion, and had manifested himself to those in heathen lands who had not rejected the light of heaven. With backsliding Israel, there was no safety for the faithful messenger of God. The Jewish leaders were leading the people farther and farther from obedience to God, where he could not be their defense in the day of trouble. The Savior's words of reproof to the men of Nazareth applied in the case of Paul to his own brethren in the faith. Had the leaders in the church fully surrendered their bitterness toward the apostle and accepted him as one specially called of God to bear the gospel to the Gentiles, the Lord would have spared him to them. God had not ordained that Paul's labor should so soon end. The same Spirit is still depriving the church of many a blessing. How often would the Lord have prolonged the work of some faithful minister, had his labors been appreciated? But if church members misrepresent and misinterpret the words and acts of the servant of Christ, if they allow themselves to stand in his way, the Lord sometimes removes from them the blessing which he gave. Those whom God has chosen to accomplish a great and good work may be ready to sacrifice even life itself for the cause of Christ. Yet the great deceiver will suggest to their brethren doubts concerning them which undermine confidence in their integrity and cripple their usefulness. Too often he succeeds in bringing upon them, through their own brethren, such sorrow of heart that God graciously interposes to give his persecuted servants rest. After the voice of warning and encouragement is silent, then the obdurate may see and prize the blessings they have cast from them. Their death may accomplish that which their life has failed to do.